Kids, like, yeah, they're being told, like, when you lay down in the middle of the street, it gives you powers, and then they turn into something. That's why they start chasing you.
No, because that was actually
Because,
scary.
and so my dad was like, he grabbed the things, and then they were like, they were just screaming, like, it's because we're black, it's because we're black. They think we're robbers because we're black. And my dad turned around and he was like, I think you're a robber because your hand was in my daughter's purse.
Hello, hello. Oh God,
Hey.
I'm gonna look like a little boy. I don't know why I did this hairstyle.
No, you're not gonna look like a little boy. You
Thank
could see
you.
the you could see your bun.
Oh, you
I
can? Oh,
also
good.
have a
Oh my God, we're twins!
Sounds
Please.
crazy.
Are you gonna wear them?
Oh my gosh, should I wear them?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll wear
Cause
them.
yeah. Oh my God.
Hey guys, my name is Chelsea.
My name is Angelica.
And together we're
Two
two
random
random
girls.
girls.
Oh, that one sounded nice. I feel like we were really in sync in that one.
We were very in sync. Okay, so I have to tell Angelica a story. We're recording this really early in the morning
Yeah,
before
guys.
we go to work.
It's a break of dawn.
Oh, for
Wait,
real.
is
Oh my
that?
gosh, I got scared. I thought I was wearing my lanyard.
Oh my God. Not showing the eye.
Okay. So, Angelica, I have to tell you something.
Okay.
So, I have to tell
Scared.
Angelica the scary stuff that happened to me yesterday. It was so creepy, right? So, I came home. I had to get food for my little sister. And she was like, she wants to go to Popeyes to get an apple pie. So, I was like, okay, we'll take her. So, I was taking her to Popeyes to get the apple pie. We pull up. And we see this lady just, like, walking around. And she was like, my windows are down, right? She was like, Chelsea, what is that lady doing there? And I was like, girl, she's just walking around. And she's like, no, that lady looks scary. She looked creepy. Like, she looked mad suspicious. What is she doing over there? And my sister's a scary girl. Like, she's just, like, so anxious. So I was just like, girl, like, don't worry about nothing. It's like, fine. She's just walking around. I said, maybe she's gonna go to the drive-thru. Because I'm like, some people be doing that.
Yeah.
And then she was like, no, but see, like, even those other cars are scared. Look at that car. And the car in front of us started reversing because the lady started coming, like, towards them. She's like,
In the
Chelsea,
drive-through?
in the drive-thru. Reversing. I was behind the car, and the car started reversing. And she was like, "Chelsea, like, the car's reversing. Move! Like, they're scared of that lady." So I reversed a little to let the car move. And she's, I'm putting up my window. Like, I'm scared. And she
Yeah.
put up her window. I was gonna leave my window down, but I put my window up too. I was like,
Yeah.
"Okay, this
Okay,
is getting a
good.
little weird." So then we pull up. I order my.
You were like, let me put up a front. Nah, my life over here.
Was like, then I pulled up to the drive-thru, and I.
And where's the lady at this point?
I don't know where the lady is. She's
Okay, she
not
vanished.
there. So I ordered my food or the apple pie, and then I'm pulling up again. Then I see the car and that was in front of me that was reversing. Like, there's a space. Like, they could pull up to the drive-thru window, but they're not. They're just right there. And my sister was like, "See, they're scared of that lady because the lady was right on the corner of the drive-thru. Like,
Okay.
she was just standing there, like perched against the building." Then I don't know if she moved again, but the car finally moved up and went there.
To the
To the
drive-through window.
drive-thru, and I was scared, so I pull up behind the car, right? And then we see the lady. She's in the back. We see her in the rear view. She's like standing, like in the dark of
Now
the.
she's behind you.
She's behind me, but like way behind me. Like, my car is like probably like, my car is like here, and then the lady would be like back there,
Okay.
like just like in the corner in the dark, just perched on the wind, like on the wall. And then the
On the wall
car,
of Popeyes.
yeah, the wall of
Okay.
Popeyes, and then the car, still waiting for their food, and I'm like, yo, I'm about to go because the lady starts walking towards the car. And Vanessa's like, oh, my sister's like, go, Chelsea, go, drive off, pull off. And I was like, oh my gosh, what about your apple pie? She's like, it's okay, like, it's okay. I'm like, okay, we're leaving. So I pull off to go, and then the lady stops moving, right? Then I see the Popeyes guy looking at me. He's like, and my sister's like, oh my gosh, Chelsea, no, we can't leave. He's like, he already got us the apple pie. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, we come here all the time.
Yeah.
We can't just drive off like
We can't
this.
have a bad name on
No,
here.
for real. Because they know us. So then I'm like, I do a parallel park back into the like the drive-through thing. It was mad weird and it was really wonky. And then
Wait, so you left the
I
line.
left the line. Like, I went like this to go leave, but I didn't leave Popeyes. Like,
Yeah, you just left the drive-through line.
yeah.
The Popeyes guy looking at you like, where you
Where are you
go? The
going?
lady in the back trying to hunt you down.
Yeah.
And then now you're parallel parking.
I'm parallel parking back into the drive-through line.
From the front, or you made the circle
No,
back?
I like parallel park. I was from where I was. I had went like this. This is drive-through line. I
Yeah.
went like this, and then I went like this to go
Okay.
back into the drive-through line because the guy was
So
looking at
basically,
me.
like you backed up into it again?
Yeah, I guess,
Okay.
yeah. And it was not a good, like, straight, like, parallel parking. thinking. I was like crooked like this into one direction.
You're scared. It's fine.
I was like... scared. I was nervous. So then I'm like, okay, I roll my window down. I give the man the card. He give me the apple pie.
Did he ask like
what? No, he didn't. He has to know. Like my sister was saying, why don't they just call 911? Why are they letting her just scare? Yeah. She's like, they're losing customers. Yeah. And it she's killed so me. Oh my gosh. And so then I'm waiting for the card, and I see the lady start moving towards me. I'm getting scared. Wait. She's walking towards the car.
But did you already get the apple pie?
I got the apple pie. The window's up. My card.
Oh my god! So the window's down.
The window's down, and I'm over here. Like I'm looking back. I'm looking towards him. I'm looking back.
What was taking him so long?
I don't know. The man was taking his sweet time. I'm starting to think it was a plot between Popeyes and that lady. Like I'm thinking it's a communion. They got something going on.
Maybe between him and that lady, he was over here.
Because I'm telling you. He is taking his time, and maybe he just wants to see what's gonna happen. Maybe he's trying to manufacture some entertainment for him for the night.
Yeah,
and
he's like, my hypothesis is
she's a little scary. He seems she's jumpy, and then he gives me the card. Finally, boo! As soon as he gives me the card, I pull the window up. Guess what's at my window?
The lady.
I barely made it in the nick of time.
Wow, and, this is a scary movie.
Oh my gosh! And now I'm over here, and it's like Chelsea, drive off. I drive off. I was like, I can't drive off.
Why?
Because my car is like in this angled motion. It's not in a straight like thing.
So you'll run her over.
I will run her over. And I'm like, Vanessa, I cannot go. I cannot go. She's like, Chelsea, what do you mean you cannot go? Drive off. Drive off. Because also, there's a car in front of me. That's why I had to parallel park into the thingy. Because there was a car in front of me waiting for their Popeyes food. Because sometimes when Popeyes doesn't have your food ready, they have you pull up. Like just So there's a car right there, and this is a drive-through, and I'm in this angled motion, so I can't just go straight. I can't do nothing. And then she started knocking on my window.
Knocking on your... Sorry. You know you felt cool doing that. She said... in your car window.
On my car window. I'm literally like, you know that meme of that girl, Miss Jackson, when she's at the court?
I think so.
Yeah. And then I'm standing there like this. I'm like trying not to look at her. I see the Popeyes guys just looking at me and looking at her, looking at me.
Yeah.
And she's knocking on my
man's.
For real. And then Vanessa's also like, just like, Chelsea, drive up, Chelsea, drive up. I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm like, I'm scared too.
Yeah.
Like, we're all scared. And she's knocking on my door. And I'm like, bro. And I'm just not looking at her. I'm just staring like this, holding my wheel.
Yeah.
And Chelsea's like, just drive off, just drive off. I'm like, I can't drive off. I can't drive off. At some point, the Popeyes guy goes and gets some his Popeyes.
Manager. Oh.
For the person behind me. Now another car is pulling up behind me. So now he got the Popeyes bag like this waiting. I'm like, sir, don't sit here waiting. Tell her to get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like, now you're trying to rush me to get out of the line? I can't leave. This lady's over here just knocking on my window like she's my mother or something. She's knocking. Like, I owe her some money. And I'm like, this is a PSA.
No?
I didn't look at her. I was scared, Angelica. She looked cracked out. She was cracked out. I swear.
Was she white?
No, she was like black. She had a bonnet on. She had like a weird clothes. It was raining. She was just walking like,
oh, God.
Like it was scary. Poor girl. Like it felt bad. Like I felt bad.
I wonder what she wanted. She wanted food.
She probably wanted food or money. And I was like, I felt bad because that's probably what she wanted. But I'm like, nah, that's not how you do it.
Yeah. Like
you know me. I always give people money to the homeless people. I always buy them food if they ask me to buy them food or something. It's not like I'm not someone who will do that because I will do it every single time and no problem, no hesitation even.
No, for real.
But that was scary. I'm like, this is a PSA. This is not how you ask people for money because you got me over here shaking. My little sister about to cry, roll out the... If she could jump out the car, she would have jumped out the car.
She didn't even need that apple pie like anymore. She was
asking for the apple pie all day. All day she was asking for the apple pie. And she was like, bro, we can't even come to Popeyes. If we can't go to Popeyes anymore, where can we go?
Where can we go?
Like, I had to pull out. And finally, she just went away. She knocked one more time and then left. And then I waved at the Popeyes guy. And he was like, but I also just felt like, Popeyes, man, do your job. You see, I'm over here scared. I'm shaking. I'm not even looking at the lady.
He's probably like, I don't get paid enough for this. What am I?
Because like, it's like the
security guard of Popeyes.
His window is open. Like, it's not like it's a high window. It's not like he's in the freaking tangled
tower.
He's right there in that moment with me.
But did he close it?
No, he didn't close it. The window was...
I thought he was as scared as that. She's probably a regular.
She's a regular. That's what I'm telling you. She got some kind of contract. She's a paid regular. She got a contract between Popeyes and her because I was like, bro, why is Popeyes not doing anything? Yeah. This is like I'm asking, like, why are they not calling the police? And I don't want them to call the police on her or anything and get her in trouble. But it's scary. It's dark. You walk in, you can't even hold your body up. It looked like she was on some crazy drugs.
Yeah, she probably was. Poor girl.
And I felt bad, bro. But me and my sister, we were traumatized. And still, after that, I said, let me go get some Wawa. Let me go get some ice cream. Because I went to my ice cream. Because I was out with my cousin earlier. I took him to Chuck E. Cheese. I was like, so let's go to the ice cream store. Let's go to the ice cream store. And I ended up just getting him to Wendy's. I got him a cookie and I got him a Frosty. Made it a little combination.
Oh, God. We really could do a compilation of that.
Combination. But, yeah, so I got him the cookie, and I was like, yo, like, I want some ice cream. I want an ice cream cookie sandwich. And then, so, I went to Wawa to go get the cookie sandwich, and, I went out there, I got my stuff, I paid, I'm going out, and then while I'm walking out the Wawa...
She's there, yeah.
Imagine? Oh, bro, I would've... I don't know what I would've done.
Yeah.
I would've ran to the Wawa, protect me. Somebody help me, bro.
Protect me.
After me, I swear, I would've actually done that. Like,
yeah, probably, yeah, I know.
And usually I'm not even like that because, you know, I don't want to be embarrassed, but I would have done that.
Damn.
Like, that's how scared I was. And I would have to leave my sister in that car. My sister would have, oh my, she already didn't even want me to leave her in the car. She's like, how are you going to leave me in the car like this? I said, lock the door.
She would have drove.
Oh my gosh, she would have
hopped into the...
You're actually right.
The driver's seat and been like, mind you guys, she's not allowed to drive.
She cannot drive. She probably would have crashed into the gasoline, like,
make an explosion.
But yeah. So I'm coming out the Wawa now, and then I'm just walking to my car. I'm like right parked right in front of the store, and then this person, I don't know if they got out the car when they saw me, if they were already out the car, and they're just looking at me, and they said, I just know your taste good. I said, I'm like, maybe they're not talking to me. And he says it again, I just know it tastes good. I just know it does. And I said, not that I just know it does. I was like, I just looked at him so disgusted. Like, what the heck is wrong with you, my guy?
Wait, you're lying.
I'm so serious.
In the Wawa?
In the Wawa parking lot, right after I got traumatized by that lady. I said, no way, yo.
What were you, where, what you had?
I just had a little dress on and a jean jacket. That's all I had on. That's literally, I was just walking.
Were you smelling as good as you smell right now?
Maybe.
You know you always do. Wow, but for him to say that.
Like, to get out the car and say that is crazy.
Wait, he got out of his car.
He was just like this, perched onto the door. And then I looked at him like he was crazy. And he got back into his car. And then I got into my car. And then I was driving away. And I was like, bro, what the heck is happening? What's in the air tonight?
Like, why would he think that's a good thing to say? Like, a good pickup line.
That's what I said. It's like, that's not how you flatter somebody.
Was he old?
No, he was like a 27-year-old man.
That's kind of old to me, but yeah.
I mean, I'm really not that old.
Yeah,
when you think about our age.
Yeah.
We're up there.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, yo.
Was he handsome?
No.
Or did he look like a weird...
He didn't look ugly. He didn't look like a weird man. I don't know what... Maybe he was off of something, too.
Wow, he had to be.
Maybe everyone in my town is on drugs.
Yeah, you know how, like, you could tell, like, if someone says that... Like, for me, if the person that said that to you, I envision.
Okay? It's like a weird, like,
I'll envision, like, an old... man.
Mm-hmm. Little beer belly.
It's either scrawny or beer belly, like, mm-hmm. There's no, I don't think he would be in between.
There's no in between.
And then weird face, like, I don't know, I feel like that face.
No, I just see I see what Domingo's talking about, like, some of the men when we were walking from work, remember that year?
Yeah,
the time
I was scared.
Yeah, you're like, you're looking like, so she was looking really amazing this day, guys. She looks amazing all the time, but yeah.
Stop it.
And then this guy was, we went to go get some soda or something.
We even got to get liquor.
It was liquor.
We weren't getting liquor for work, but it was because that one time my parents were in Colombia and it was my birthday, okay. And we drank the expensive
alcohol
of my dad's, and then I was like, oh my god. And that day they were coming back, so I was like, please, on our lunch break, let's go to the liquor store and see if they have that bottle so I could, like, rebuy it and, like, you know, make it seem like I didn't drink it.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the liquor store, and that day I had, like, these pants on. I don't know, something. My butt was looking juicy. That's all I got to say. And so we go to the liquor store at our job, like, near our job. And then, what did that man say to me? I was scared, though. I remember
I think he was like, oh, you look good, mommy, or something like that.
Yeah, and then I thought, Chelsea just knows every time I'm scared because I just grip onto her. I'm like, and then I just be grabbing her like right here, and I'm like, Chelsea, move, let's go. And then I don't think we even asked. Did we even go inside?
I think we did. We were leaving. Usually we were going in. We got this. We mm-hmm. looked for it. We left. We went and we came out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just sometimes it's just weird.
They're just weird people, yeah.
Weird people.
And I was like, bro, like I he didn't look weird. Like I wouldn't have thought it was weird. He was in a nice car, all tinted out. Like I really wouldn't have thought he was a weird man. And I'm like, bro, that's not how you talk to somebody. Like, what the fuck do you mean by that? What do I mean?
I know. Wait, what he said again?
He said, I know it mm-hmm. tastes good.
I just know it does.
No, he said it twice. Like uh-huh. the first line. Then he said, I just know it does. And that's why I was like,
yeah, that's the part that gets me.
Like, what do you mean by that, bro? I was so disgusted. Like, I actually looked horrified at him. Like, if that doesn't make him change his life, I don't know what will make him change his life, the way I looked at that man. No,
but it's because people are really weirdos. Now that we're talking about this, there was this one time I posted a Snapchat, right? And then this guy I went to school with, he was, like, one of the popular guys, and everybody thought he was hot. So it's not, like, no reason for him to be a weirdo. Mm-hmm. He slid up, and all I read is, Ange, I'm not gonna lie, you make my hard. I was like,
what the heck?
I was like, what happened to hello?
How are you? No, what the heck? Why would, how is that? What is that?
And like, when am I supposed to say, oh, thank you?
Like, what? I'm so happy to hear that.
I'm not even gonna lie, I think I said that. I was like, oh, thanks. Like, I just was scared. I didn't know what to say to that.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. And I'm like, you're hot. Like, there's no reason for you to be acting like this. Another one that's also very was, oh my god, sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm like, am I saying something crazy? But they were very attractive guys. One of them was another very attractive guy from the same high school. Maybe it's something about that school.
Do they want?
My old one. Yeah. No, well, the one that said that was Hispanic, but like it was a white high school, and then the other one is Brazilian, also a white high school, mm-hmm. but like the Brazilian one was like born there, and he came like
Brazil,
yeah, and he came here when he was like, I don't know, like 15 or I don't know, but he was also a weirdo, also very hot girl. When I tell you, this man was like 6'3", mm-hmm. he could get anybody. Then there was sometimes he would Snapchat me things, and I would be like, what? And he'd be like, send me something. I'm like, boy, what? I don't know, weird men.
Maybe because they're hot, like they just have never had to be normal.
That's true. Maybe they're hot and like any girl's like, oh my god, finally they're talking.
Yeah,
to
they're
me.
Talking to me, so they're just like, bro, whatever.
No.
Because I'm like, I don't understand it. And my sister, she was like driving away. Well, I was driving away, and then she's like, What happened? And I told her finally. And then she just started calling, You're weird. But she was doing it to the wrong people. I was like, like, no, he was right next to us. She said it two times to two different people who had nothing to do with it. And I'm like, girl, you're probably getting them like traumatized. They're like, yeah. I'm like, what if they
what
hurt
did
us?
I,
do? I was like, girl.
They're like, damn, I knew I shouldn't put these shoes on today.
That's actually so funny. No, because I saw him, this guy, he was literally right there. He looked up like this. He was a small little guy. He's probably like, bro.
Oh my god, talking about small little guys. Wait, okay, sorry. Continue the story. Oh, okay. I have, yeah.
So then I drive home. This is the last part of the story, y'all. I know it's been a long time. Like a long story, but basically.
No, but I like it. This is a good one.
Thanks. So then I drive home or whatever. Me and my sister are talking about how weird tonight has been. Like we're like, yo, how can that happen back to back? Mm-hmm. And I'm driving home, and I have some neighbors. They could be a little weird sometimes. And I just had to look. I'm like, bro, there's no way they're going to see this.
Yeah.
Right? And
imagine they're our number one fans.
I would be like, no way. So sorry if you are our number one fans. But it's weird. You could admit it's weird. And they walk barefoot in the streets all the time. And I'm like, bro, that's so weird, right? And before I had went to go to the Popeyes, I had seen them. They were playing with the cherry blossom trees. Like, they were going like this and just shaking it. And all the flower petals were falling to the floor. And it was just making a mess on the street. And then I finally see him again. Him and his little... There's, like, these little kids. One's, like, 14. The other one's, like, 8. And they're walking barefoot from the top of the street all the way down. And they're walking through the sewer water. And I'm like, bro.
Wait, what?
They play in the sewer water. They're walking, it's weird. They're walking down the sewer water. And I'm about to park, I see them go, and they lay down in the middle of the street.
Of the sewer water? Oh, okay.
They lay down in the middle of the street onto the ground like this, looking up.
Wait, why?
I don't know. And that gave me PTSD because I remember, if you guys remember, if you're really OG fans, remember I did tell a story about this before where I was driving and then I saw these children laying down on the street.
So it was them.
No, it wasn't them. It was a different set of children. But it was also two children laying down in the middle of the street. And then when I saw them, they got up and they started chasing my car. And then I got super scared.
So, no, but that's scary. Sorry, that was such a cute little laugh. But it's so... Wait, do you think it's like... It low-key could be like a conspiracy theory.
Like for them to lay
like down on the street? Like these kids, like, yeah, they're being told, like, when you lay down in the middle of the street, it gives you powers and then they turn into something. That's why they start chasing you.
No, because that was actually because scary. Because
for a different set of kids to just lay down in the middle of the street, that their parents not teach them to not lay be down on the road? The like, I don't get it.
Honestly,
like,
it's so
I get
weird.
It in your backyard. You're looking at it. Who cares? But in the middle of the street, it's like... You're sacrificing yourself. Maybe that's what they're looking for. Sacrifice themselves.
That's honestly, I wouldn't be surprised because it was really right around the corner where that first thing happened to me, where those kids were start chasing me. It was right around the corner from my house, and for it to happen again, like, but I just have in front of my house, basically.
Yeah,
I'm like, why are you guys laying in the middle of the street? It's dirty. It's dirty. There's dogs peeing and pooping on the streets. There's sewer water. There's rat poop. Bird poop. The birds.
I'm sorry, I'm just crying because there's bird poop. I feel like you're screaming to the audience for help.
Like, I'm just saying, like, you guys have to watch your kids. Watch your kids because they're doing crazy things and they're dirty. And I'm telling you, you know damn well they did not wash themselves before they got into bed that night. And I'm like, sure, have fun. But have fun in a good way, in a wholesome, healthy way, in a clean way. Mm-hmm. Don't be dirty little monsters. Anyways. And somebody threw flashcards all over my street.
Flashcards?
There's flashcards, white pieces of paper, all over my street. My sister was walking. She's like, does that say Death to America? And I was like, no, it doesn't say Death to America.
It says Death to America.
No, it doesn't.
Wait, it was blank?
It was blank, but we thought it said Death to America.
Nah, they're getting her too.
Everyone was looking at us like this. It's like when we said the demonic lair at that place.
Oh my god, that was so that funny. Was so funny. Guys, we were talking, I guess we could say it, right? There's nothing wrong with it. So we were talking about, we were in this, wait, is the story over?
Yeah, my story is over.
Wait, sorry, I have to backtrack. I have to ask you, what did you do? So when they were laying on the street, you...
So basically, I already parked my car when I saw them laying on the street. So there was I just went to my house.
And they continue to lay there.
They continue. What can I say to them? I'm not their parent.
Yeah.
My sister asked. It was my sister's friend. She said, "What are you doing laying in the middle of the street?"
And what she say?
And he just said, "Well, I don't know what he said. Probably said I'm having fun."
Damn.
Like what the heck?
And your sister just said, "All right."
Yeah, she went to the house.
What would you do if you like came one day and you see Vanessa?
Oh my god, I would beat her up. I would drag her from that floor with my. Oh man, I wouldn't beat her up. Actually, I'm not a beater person.
Yeah.
But a beater person, but.
Yeah,
no. Nah,
you get her up.
I would get her up. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Why are you laying down? And also, she would have to wash her hair.
Yeah,
because why are you laying down in the middle of the damn street? The cars. Do you know what cars go through? Cars go through dead animals. Tires go over sometimes. Dead animals. Their intestines are on the tires, and then they roll over the street, and you lay down. Those children have diseases. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. At daycares, they do get a lot of that ringworm.
Ringworm, yeah. Mm-hmm. My cousin.
Foot and mouth, hands disease, foot, mouth,
and foot, mouth,
yeah. Yeah, foot, mouth, the day. Okay, but actually, I don't know if we should say the story of the juice house. Should we now, or should we, like, when we talk? We're probably going to debrief of that day when we go out. Oh, yeah, let's just talk about it now.
Yeah,
okay. So basically, my birthday's in 2 weeks, and me and Chelsea and my friend Rebecca, but mainly me and Chelsea are trying to, like, find out where we're gonna go, and we're, like, trying to find places, and that's, like, TikTok everywhere, right? And so I kept seeing this place called The Box, but then I sent it to Chelsea, and I'm like,
I love your nails, they're so cute.
Oh, thank, like, you so much.
So springy.
Thank, like, you. It's like kids, you know, because my little baby's here. So I was like, but what's it called? Yeah, so I saw this place called The Box in New York City, and I sent it to Chelsea, and then I was like, oh, girl, no, this actually looks really scary, and I'm a really scary girl.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me that word. So I didn't want to go because it's like the comments say, oh, like, you have to go see a therapist before you go there. It's like, you either love it or you get traumatized, and it's like a bunch of, like, it's like, it could be very, very bad, right? So then I even saw a comment that said that this guy, this girl saw this guy like shatter glass and put glass up his hole. So I was like, no. And so then me and Chelsea were talking about it in Juice House waiting for our acai bowl. And I was like, girl, like people are in, mind you, they're doing like, they're blending something in the
acai.
Yeah, in the blender.
Yeah. Blender.
And so I'm talking to her, right? And then I'm like, don't you know, like people are saying it's a, like a demonic layer. And as soon as I like the blender shuts off and all they hear is demonic layer, all the white people in there look at me and I'm like I'm like, oh my god, this is so embarrassing. And then Chelsea's just staring at me.
And I was telling the story back again to Angelica. I was like, oh my gosh. And I was telling her, I was trying to make it better by saying club, club. But then I realized I was not making it better because I was, in that moment, I was looking at myself, they're not doing satanic rituals in there, yeah. Angelica.
She was like, Angelica, it's not satanic rituals. What do you think this is? And I was like, it's a demonic place.
I'm like, they're not conjuring Satan. They're not conjuring the devil.
I really wonder what they thought we were talking about.
Literally, these girls are weird.
Yeah, and then you saying club, club, they probably thought we were, like, in, oh my a, God, club. In a club. Like, we wanted to join, like...
A demonic club, yeah. A Satan club.
Yeah. And all I wouldn't blame Satan. Them. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Don't show that to Rebecca. She gonna fall to her knees.
Rebecca in prayer. Marley too.
Oh my gosh, it was a joke though. Like, obviously, no. Yeah. We're not hailing them.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, not at all. No, thank you.
Maybe a bad joke, but
what a joke.
I was thinking of plankton. Don't you know, like, oh
yeah, yeah. Oh, hail plankton. Yeah. I remember that episode. Yeah. I did see that one though. You know, sometimes I would sneak one episode in.
That's good because honestly,
what happened?
I bit my tongue.
Oh. Oh, you sounded like Charlie bit my finger.
Oh my god, I did so much.
Yeah, you did.
I'm gonna stop talking, bro. It's my fault.
Don't stop talking.
I'm talking a bunch. Like, I'm talking a mile a minute. Like.
No, you're not. She has a problem. She thinks she talks too much.
I shoot sometimes.
No,
girl.
No, you don't.
Thanks, girl.
Okay, no problem, girl. But, yeah, so low key, I think it's just gonna be an update about our weekend.
Our weekend? Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah, it's fine.
So, I feel like by 9:40 we should be
done.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I feel that's fine.
Cause I have my meeting at 10.
Okay, so then can we do 9:35. Maybe. How many minutes has it been?
Only 32.
Oh, then yeah, if we could do 9:30, actually. Sorry, I gotta change my clothes.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. So
you're sorry.
Yes, thank you. So yes, so this weekend my nephew has come and to visit me. He's actually the cutest baby I've ever seen. And so this man is like talking, and it has nothing to do with the story, sorry, but my uncle invited us to go to the indoor water park at this like big mall. And so we went to the water park, right? And then we were swimming, we were having fun, and then we went on this ride. We wanted to go on this ride, so me and my sister were like waiting on the ride to get on. Girl, when I tell you, this long line was like for a like 5 second roller coaster water thing,
mm-hmm.
like 1 hour and a half. So we were there for a while, and I was like, bro, I'm tired. So then I was like, oh, can you like wait here? I'm gonna go use the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom, and then I saw my little baby, and he was like, Tia, Tia, because he was with my dad and my uncle the whole time. And then he knew like I was like with him, his mom. So then he was like, Tia. And then my dad was like, oh, just take him, it's fine. I was like, yeah, the line is gonna be like another 1 hour, so it's fine, because I wanted to be with him. So I took him up, and he was crying, and then he saw his mom, so he was like, ooh. So he went to his mom. And then that's when my uncle told me, like, oh, your cousin is on the line, too. And I was like, bro, what? So then he was behind us with his girlfriend.
Oh, he didn't even know he was there?
No, he was like, I didn't even see you guys. And I was like, yeah, just...
He was right behind you?
No, he was, okay. Like, way a little, yeah, way behind us. So I was like, and then I was like, just come up with us, because, like, this line, if you're going to be even more people. And it was only me and my sister, so it fit four people. So mm-hmm. It was perfect. So then I was like, just come up with us. So he was like, okay. And then he came up with us, and my sister was like, oh, good thing they didn't start fighting, because that girl over there started fighting with these little kids because they cut the line. Mm-hmm. And she was like arguing with them, and I was like, oh, really? I was like, I mean, it doesn't matter. We've been waiting. It doesn't, like, she can't say anything. So then we're just waiting on that line, and we're close, right? And then they have, like, these people that have the flash pass, but for them. And then I was just like, bro, they're so mean here. Like, these people were walking around like this. And, like, I was like, you know what, like,
and then, I got to protect
for real. And I told my uncle, and my uncle's like, I'm not gonna lie, I would do the same thing. I would walk around. I'm like, you guys are mean. Like, what? We've been waiting there for an hour. And then Sebas, my cousin, was like, bro, I saw people get on that ride 5 times before I could have, because they had that flash pass. I was like, nah, that's crazy. Oh my gosh,
no, that's literally like how we walk into the airplane. You know how, like, everybody just looks at you, the first class people?
They're like,
before we go, I'm gonna talk about that. I have some little thoughts about that.
Okay. And then what's it called? And so then we were waiting there in the line, and then there was like the VIP line, which was right next to us. And then there was like these two, like, I would say, let's say 10-year-olds, right? Mm-hmm. One of them had red eyes. I don't know if the chlorine was doing something to her, but she was looked like she was crying. Mm-hmm. And then in front of us there was like this Chinese family, the mom, the dad, and the two kids. Beautiful, or Asian, I should say. I don't know if they were Chinese. It's Asian family. They're so cute. I love them. And then all of a sudden, a riot. Me and my cousin were like, what's happening? All of a sudden, I see the little Asian boy, like, talk to them. And then the girl, shut the F up. I'm like, oh my God. And then the mom, it's like, you don't have to talk to him like that. There's no reason you have to talk to him like that. And then the little boy just turns around. His cute little face.
How old was he?
Let's say he was like 9. Like,
Their age.
But he was like a sweet, innocent man. Not like those ghetto little girls. I'm sorry, but you need a mother. The mom was also such a sweet lady. Like, I don't know what. And then she was like, there's no reason you have to talk to him like that. And then the two girls, like, nah, you know what, bit, shut the f up, and they were like holding each other back. I'm like, bro, what are you guys gonna do? And then they walked away, and then they came back, and they were like, shut the f up. And then they weren't saying f, I have more dignity. And then my little cousin, he's like 19, he was like, oh my God. And then I was like, what, did you see that? And then we were laughing so hard, because we were like, bro. And I was like, not to that sweet little Asian boy. Like, I felt so bad. And then the little Asian boy just turned around, and he was like traumatized. I think he was like, damn, I can't say nothing in this world. I think he probably was like, it's not nice to cut the line, girls, or like, because they obviously did not have that flash pass. The way they were acting. And so I think he said something to them like that, and then they were like, shut the f up. And I'm like,
I'm sorry, but why do they even know that word at 10 years old, bro?
Girl, I'm telling you, they were tiny. Sarah, my cousin's like, bro, they didn't even reach, like, they were so little, and they were screaming. We told my aunt when we got home. My aunt was like, the way society is going,
like, honestly.
And then so that was one. And then then we were in line, right? My dad brought us pizza while we were in line. Cause I'm telling you, girl, we got hungry. So he brought us pizza.
You don't really wanted to go on that ride, though, huh?
No, there was a point where I was going to tell my sister. I was like, I'm not even lying. 10 minutes in, I saw I wasn't moving. I was like, I'm ready to dip. But I think she really wanted to get on there. So I was like, so then, what's it called? So then my dad brought us a pizza, and then we see a little Asian girl behind us, random. We don't know where she came from. And then she also cut the line, that little whore, because this little girl with her dad, and she was like, hey, want to be friends? As soon as we're like 5 minutes away. So my sister told me that, and I was like, ugh. And then we're eating the pizza, and we left the slice, and she, oh no. Before that, she grabs my dad, and she's like, what is this? And my dad has a scar in his, like, tummy. And then she's like touching my dad's tummy, and I'm like, girl, get your hands off, he's my dad.
It's my father.
And then my dad's like, oh, this? And she's like, yeah. And then my dad's like, oh, I got that from I got shot. He just says that to, like, I'm not lying, guys. She was like 6 years old. I'm dying of laughter because I'm like, why are you just telling a random girl? And then my sister was like, yeah, that she cut the line. And so my dad goes, I got shot because I cut the line.
He's such a dad, bro.
And then she looks at him and she's just like, she looks away. And I was crying because I was like, bro, he's so funny. I thought that was so funny.
That was so funny.
And then we finished eating the pizza, but we left one slice. And this girl grabs the pizza box. Like, she's like, this is the pizza box. And she's like, my dad's like, what, you want pizza? And she was like, yeah. And then he looks at us and he's like, should I give her some? And we're like, I don't know, whatever you want. And he gave her the slice. But then we left the ride and me and my sister were like, bro, she's so weird.
Where,
like,
are her parents, bro?
Yeah.
Like anybody could kidnap that girl. Like, somebody could kidnap that girl.
I don't know where her parents were.
No, but it was a lot of children just walking around without parents in that park, apparently.
Oh, really?
Those girls saying, I'm telling you.
And I was so scared for the family that those girls were going to get their parents, because I was like, bro, if they're this ghetto, imagine their parents.
Yeah, if they go crazy.
Like, imagine what they're going to do to this poor Asian beautiful family. Yeah. I was so scared for them. And I know they were probably shaking their boots. I know they, as soon as it got in the sub, right, they were finally.
No, but like, also, like, if the parents, they come back, like, what could they say? Their kids were the ones that were going crazy.
Yeah, but you know how sometimes they're going to be like, they were saying this to me, and they're like, oh, you can't talk to my kid. When your kid was over here, like, da da da.
I should F that.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know. I was scared for them. But then we got on the ride, blah, blah, blah. Everything was good. And then, so the craziest part was that we left our things, and I brought my, like, little tote bag, and I left my phone, and I put my jacket over it. And so my dad and my uncle were on the top, and our seats were on the bottom, right? So they were looking out at the wave pool, but they, like, also looking at the things. And my dad was like, oh, these, like, people next to the things, I don't really like their energy, so I'm just going to stay here. And they didn't know they were up there. And then this girl grabs my jacket off of my purse and puts her hand in my purse. And my dad's like, get your hand out of that purse. And she's like, that's no way to talk to somebody. That's no way to talk to somebody. And my dad's like, why is your hand in that purse if it's not yours? And she's like, I'm just looking for my phone. And so my dad's like, get your hand out of the purse. So she gets her hands off the purse. And when I come, my dad's like, yeah, that just happened, but we're just standing here. But we're going to grab the things and move it somewhere else, right? And I was like, okay, that's fine.
That's so scary.
And yeah, and I already knew that when they were going to go grab it, something was going to go down. Like, I had a feeling, you know? Because if that was your reaction already when getting caught, like.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went back. That was, like, mid of the ride. So I went back to the line of the ride. And then when my dad brought me the pizza, he told me the rest of the things that happened. So he was like, yeah, I moved the thing. And then she was, like, arguing with me. And she was like, so basically they knew that my uncle was, like, the one that wasn't saying anything. So they said something to him and not to my dad. So they were like, oh, like, we were just looking for our phone, I'm sorry. And my dad was like, oh, so you were looking for your phone in my daughter's purse? Like, how could it have gone there under the jacket? And they were like, we're not talking to you. And my dad was like, no, but it's my daughter's purse. Like, there's no reason why your hand has to be in somebody else's purse underneath their jacket. Like, that's crazy. How could your phone be there? And then they were like, oh, it's because we're black. And my dad was like, oh, it's because I'm Hispanic then. You're robbing me because I'm Hispanic. and then they were like, oh, it's because we're black. And then my dad was like, no, it's because you're robbing me. Like, what are you doing? And then they were like, it's not like that. And then my dad was like, how was it like then? Why is your hand in somebody else's purse? They were like, it's not like that. It's because we're black. And then my dad was like, nah. It's because I'm Hispanic then. And then he was like, he just kept saying that. He's so cute. I can't. And so my dad was like, he grabbed the things. And then they were like, they were just screaming, like, it's because we're black. It's because we're black. They think we're robbers because we're black. And my dad turned around and he was like, I think you're a robber because your hand was in my daughter's purse. And then he walked away.
Oh my gosh. Don't think of giving black people a bad name, bro.
Yeah. I was like, why? Like, why would you think? Like, I just feel like, you're a robber then just be a robber. Yeah. Like, don't blame it on, you're the one blaming it on the race.
Yeah.
And now everyone around you is going to be like, yeah, it's because you're black. Because look, now you were robbing me. Like,
yeah.
What? Nobody's thinking of any color. You have your hand in my purse.
Yeah. That's very true. Also, but I'm like, maybe if they were looking, if they're saying it was because they were looking for the phone. You know how sometimes when you lose your phone, you just said, you start looking everywhere, but it's not in your house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, in your house, I would look in every single purse, even though my phone was never in any of those purses. I will look in every single purse. Mm-hmm. But what are the chances that your phone will be in another person's purse?
Yeah. And my dad was like, and it's worse because maybe if the phone was just there, I mean, the purse was just open there, and then, like, yeah, they went like that, and it fell.
Yeah.
But underneath the jacket, there's no reason the phone was going to be there.
Yeah. Unless you stole the phone.
Yeah, unless I stole the phone. But then I was like, you know how people portray things. So maybe they thought I stole it because they've been stealing phones out here. But I was like, bro, that's crazy.
That's insane.
And my dad was like, nah, they were getting close to me. I can't hit two black girls. Like, they're going to, like, what can I do?
Your dad would go to jail.
My dad was like, I had to just leave before something went down.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, oh God.
They were about to put him on that TV. Like,
yeah, I was like, ah, thank God I wasn't there.
Oi.
Because I would have been like, what is wrong with you?
Like, leave my father alone.
Yeah, for real. I just hate people that are just, oh, they're just so stupid in the head. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So stupid.
No, yeah. That's really insane.
That's what happened.
Keep like, back to back to back.
First closest, yeah.
And honestly, it's so crazy because whenever I go places, I always think, I'm like, everyone's here to have fun. I'm like, whatever. Like, no one's going to be stealing phones. Like, when we go out to, like, the beach and stuff,
always.
I'm just like, Angelica's like, oh, you have to keep watching. I'm like, we're fine, Angelica. You know, we're on vacation.
It's because, okay, we also have, did we talk about this already?
What?
How I'm the pessimistic, you're the optimistic.
I don't think we talked about it that much, though.
So, basically, in our trio, I'm the pessimistic, Chelsea's the optimistic. As you can see, like, nobody's going to steal, we're all having fun. And then Rebecca's the realist. So, like, we have all our extremes are good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So every time, like, we go on vacation or anything, we're in the beach, I'm like swimming, like facing, like, wherever our things is. Chelsea's like but then sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, like, when we went to Cancun and you touched the middle, I was not looking at that place.
Yeah.
But
how could we?
Yeah,
your eyes could only work so far, girl.
Yeah, but there's, you should always keep an eye on things because
you should always keep an eye on things. Angelica's very right. Like, so as you could see, like, they could have stole her phone. They could have stole everything she had in there.
Yeah. My little makeup bag.
Like, yeah, your purse, if you had it in there.
Oh, my uncle's wallet was in there.
They could have stole everything. And I never really think that, because I'm just like, bro, if we're all out somewhere, everyone has their own money, everyone has their own things, why you got to go into my purse?
Oh, and they were saying, they were like, we have money, we're here too.
Yeah, that's why I always think. Like, that's why I'm always like, if we're somewhere, like, what are the chances? I'm like, we're all on vacation. We're in Cancun. You have to pay to get here. You have money. You don't have to go steal someone's little $700 phone. It costs more than $700 to get here.
Yeah, but then sometimes it's like, let's say the people that live in Cancun or, like, just wandering the beaches.
That could take, I never, ever think about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's my problem. Like, I'm just...
But, like, yeah, they were like, we have money. We're here, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad was like, okay, we don't have that much money and we're here too, like, because there's like, because he was like, oh, if you have so much money, why aren't you in the cabanas then? Because there's like some cabana places where
it has to pay extra.
It's just, it's just you. That man, he makes me laugh,
bro. I feel like your dad's like my dad, bro.
They do remind me of each
other. Oh my gosh, when my dad, he likes to speak Spanish, and I didn't even actually know he knew this much Spanish to speak. I'm not going to lie. He's now has a Hispanic person he's working with. And each time he's on the phone, he's talking to Spanish with him. And I'm just like, bro, wow, this man really speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because I was telling Angelica, he speaks Spanish. Like, he doesn't even try to get the accent. He just speaks Spanish. Like, he speaks Spanish in his regular, like, little Haitian accent. And it's so funny, bro.
I want to hear him speak. You have to record him. No, he did, but, like not that long. I think he was just, like, hola, and, like, I don't think it was a long conversation.
No, he started saying stuff, but maybe you didn't hear him, because I was like, dude, dad, literally, you're embarrassing me. Like, stop.
When?
When we were doing the tooth gems. Like,
the tooth gems?
Yeah, he came upstairs. He was trying to get me to go help him with something, remember? And then he started speaking Spanish.
Oh, he did, but he was in a different room.
No, he was in the hallway.
Yeah, but we didn't see each other.
Oh, you didn't see him?
I saw your mom.
Yeah, I was like, bro, like, this is so embarrassing. Like,
oh, he's so cute. I think I do now remember that. Yeah.
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 I really didn't know that he actually spoke that much Spanish, but he actually does speak Spanish.
Just like his daughter.
Don't say that. But, wow, that's actually insane. Yeah. That happened, like you saw that.
One day. Wow, I think it was on the same day. Oh, no, yours was yesterday. Yeah, mine was Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's crazy, though.
Yeah.
Like, back-to-back weird things just happening.
Yeah, three.
And I think it's getting hot, that's why.
You know, people get crazy when it's hot.
People get crazy when it's hot, yeah.
They're out here telling you your taste good.
Like, what? I'm just saying, I feel like he was... I don't know what he was doing. I don't know if he was waiting for somebody to come outside or if he just goes to a Wawa and just do that. Because my sister, she said she didn't want to go to Wawa. She said, Chelsea, no, let's not go to Wawa. There's a lot of weird people there. I said, I've never seen any weird people there. The only time I ever gotten weirded out by people at Wawa were those group of kids, right? And I was walking and I was wearing this shirt. And it was like a low-cut shirt and I was walking. And then they just started walking in front of me like this. And I got so scared. I was going to cry.
Wait, how old were they? They were like crazy.
11. Like, I was so... Angelica, I was just
But they did it like a joke? Like, they dared each other to do it? Did they run away after?
No, they just walked in... Like, we were just like the mad... What's it called?
Hypnotized.
Like, no, they were... I don't think they were hypnotized. I think they were, like, just playing around and were just, like talking about them in front of me. I was literally so horrified and scared. I want to start crying, but like I was so scared.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, cause it's a group of them. It's not like just one of them. It was a group of those little 12-year-old, 11-year-old boys just doing that, and I was like, bro, like, what did I do to deserve this right now?
What did I do to deserve this? No, that's crazy.
That's the only time I ever gotten weirded out by Wawa people.
And it was children.
It was children. So I told my sister, I was like, I've never ever. I didn't know Wawa was frequented by weirdos. The only place I know is 7-Eleven. As you know, I get a lot of that weird first people. Mm-hmm. This very specific weird woman. Quick Other people are seeing her, too. Really?
Remember the time we went to Quick Check? It was, like, for Rebecca's something.
Get to get the ice.
We went to get something.
Yeah, and they're like, are you going to a lingerie party?
Yeah.
When we're wearing silk pajamas. Going?
Yeah.
We're wearing silk pajamas. He's talking about something. We went to a lingerie party.
Oh, can I come? Get out of here.
You know, weird, yo.
It's Valentine's Day.
Like, it's, yeah, for real, Valentine's
Day. I had them to my ankles.
Literally to the ankle.
It was long sleeve pajamas.
We wore nothing crazy.
Showing nothing.
Like, what do you mean? Are you going to a lingerie party? Like, it's what you wanted to be. Yeah. Like, say that.
We're super late. Okay.
All right, y'all.
Thank you guys for coming.
Don't forget to like.
Comment.
Subscribe. And we'll see you next time on
Two Random Girls. Bye.